So typically we assume that all malachis that are applicable to Shabbos v'Yom Tov apply to Chol HaMoed as well, and one must refrain from doing malachas and Chol HaMoed except under certain circumstances, malachas davar avad, hefsed, etc., etc. So we assume it applies to all the malachis. What about the malacha of Hoitzah? Hoitzah, Mershus, Lershus, carrying from Rishas Yachat to Rishas Rabim, or Rishas Rabim to Rishas Yachat. Does that apply during Chol HaMoed as well? So it's brought down that the Chazon Ish was machmer on that. He would empty his pockets before going out to the street on Chol HaMoed. But many other Paiskim disagree. This malacha doesn't qualify. It's not considered like an ordinary malacha which applies on Chol HaMoed. In the Sefer Shmir Shabbos Kelchas, it brings from Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach to be matir based on the Meiri, who learns that Hoitzah is different. In what way is it different? Hoitzah is called malacha gruah. This is a lashon in Tosfos stuff based on Medalef and Shabbos. Tosfos explains that he asks Akasha, why is it that Maseches Shabbos begins with a discussion regarding carrying? We should go down the list. Start from the first of the 39 malachis and proceed in order. Why do we start with Hoitzah? So one teretz of Tosfos is that it's a greater chiddush. That even just carrying is a malacha. You would think, big deal, what am I doing? I'm not fashioning, I'm not crafting, I'm not creating. I'm just transporting, I'm changing locations. Taking something from here to there. That's just a malacha gruhi. It's an inferior malacha. It's a deficient malacha. And therefore, the chiddush of the mission there is, yeah, even this is a malacha which is asar on Shabbos. It's another application to this concept of malacha gruhi. The Ramban speaks about, you know, this halacha of Meleches Shabbos, a Maaser Shabbos. One may not benefit from something which was from a malacha done on Shabbos, but the Rishonim explained, the Rabban explained, that doesn't apply to Hoitzah. It applies to all the malachas, cooking, baking, but not to carrying. Why? Because of this very reason. Carrying is different than other malachas. It's a malacha gruahi. You see, you haven't really created something. You haven't fashioned, you haven't cooked, you haven't baked, you haven't sewn. It's the same item, unchanged. Right? Just location was changed. So that's not called Maaser Shabbos. It's not something that's considered created on Shabbos, formed on Shabbos, made on Shabbos. And therefore, since you don't actually see, you don't see the, tangibly, you don't see the malacha here. You're not benefiting in a tangible oifen from the malacha. The Rishonim say Maaser Shabbos, the isser of benefiting from malacha on Shabbos doesn't apply to something that was carried from one domain to the other. In any case, we see that Hoitzah is very different than the other malachas. It's called malacha gruahi. And therefore, say the Mefarshim, the Paiskim, some Rishonim, that it wouldn't apply on Chol HaMoed. Chol HaMoed, we meant to refrain from malachas that distract from doing things, from creating, from fashioning, from building, but just a change of location. That's not a substantial activity. That's not a substantial malacha. So although on Shabbos, for Yom Tov, it applies, but not on Chol HaMoed, that was never included in the Issur malacha on Chol HaMoed. In fact, there is a raya from our Mishnah. The Meir brings a raya from our Mishnah, where we learn about transporting on Chol HaMoed. Ein mefanu mebayis lebayis, right? And we learned yesterday about bringing things from the Paris into the home. And Tosfos there says, he says, tzarach ein. What's the issue? It's not a malacha. It's just a tircha, right? And the Nukhi Yosef clearly says in our Mishnah as well that what's the problem? What's the reason? Why we're not meant to be mefanim and bayis lebayis. It's not a malacha. He says it's called a teruch. It's exertion, which is asr chol hamoed as well. So it's clear from these rishonim that the concept of hoitzah on chol hamoed is not a malacha based concept. Right? It wouldn't qualify for a malacha on chol hamoed. Rather, the concern is only because of the teruch, the exertion, the carrying, the moving job that you're involved in, which is a teruch. And as we learned in today's daf, that moed mishum tirchu. On Moed, even Tircha is a problem, because the point is you're interfering with Simchas Yom Tov, which is the duty of the day. Therefore, Hoitzah, which is a form of Tircha as well, if it's done in an extensive, large-scale way, is also considered a Tircha, which is Asr. But strictly, just technically carrying something small, that's not considered. It seems to be the Minig Olam, not to be concerned about carrying small items into the street on Chol HaMoed.